Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Diary, February 18th, 88. February 1st to 14th, 1888. Previously unpublished. Healdsburg? This day, Lockwood, Cecilia Dahl, Fanny Bolton, and Mrs. E. G. White rode 2 miles beyond Windsor. And Mrs. White delivered to Mr. Blank $60 in gold for 8 tons of hay in his barn, to be delivered to Mrs. White at Healdsburg when she desires it. A few weeks since, Mrs. White paid Mr. Blank $17 for hay. $3 are still due for the hay, to be paid when the hay is delivered. We found the water of Russian River had overflowed its banks, and in some places there was a strong current. We thought we must turn back, but decided it was safer to keep straight ahead. A short distance farther on was another body of water covering the road. Near Mr. Grant's was a large body of water that in some places was quite deep, submerging the wagon wheels above the hub and coming nearly to the body of the wagon. The man of whom we bought the hay has affliction in his family. His wife is blind. February 2nd, 1888. I arose at 3 a.m., devoted some time to earnest prayer. Wrote matter concerning health retreat. Brother and Sister Lockwood, Sister Wester, and I rode out to Mr. Peck's, 5 miles. He was not at home, but we picked apples from the bins. Paid 1 cent and 1/2 per pound. February 6th, 1888. Arose at 5:30. Sister Wester leaves this morning for St. Helena. Wrote 2 pages to M.K. White. 3 pages to Sister Wester's son, Byron Dannels, Winters, Yolo County, California. He is urged to go to Michigan and engage in laboring there in a creamery, but he is questioning if it would be right to do this, connecting with unbelievers. There is no work done on Saturday, Sabbath. I can see the providence of God in this opening. He can let His light shine forth to others in good works. I received letters of importance that demanded an immediate reply. Wrote 5 pages, 3 for Sister Dahl in Norway to be translated, and 2 pages to Christine, who is at Battle Creek. 2 pages to Fred L. Harmon, 1 page to Sister McEnterfer. Mailed letter to Edson. Sister Wilkinson and her 2 daughters were with us at our evening prayers. A sister engaged in missionary work was also with us. We long for the blessing of God. Without me, ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. February 7th, 1888. Awoke at 3 a.m. Arose early. It is a cloudy, rainy day. Wrote 7 pages to Elder Whitney, who is now in the sanitarium at Battle Creek. He is thought to be sick unto death. Wrote a portion of the day upon Volume 4. In the evening, we had a very precious season of prayer. Elder Jones was with us. The melting mercy of God came upon us in rich measure. Our hearts were subdued and broken before Him, in contemplating His amazing love for poor, fallen man. O depths of mercy! Can it be the gates are left ajar for me? We then sang, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. We had a precious season, calling to mind former days, after which, when we were illuminated, we endured a great fight of affliction. We recounted the wonderful workings of the Lord in our experience in the Advent messages, and when we looked for our Lord in 1844. Right here, a stranger came to be entertained for the night. We had a precious season of reading the Bible around in the family, the stranger joining with us. We had a precious season of prayer. I spoke to the church from Zechariah concerning Joshua and the angel, and the marvelous love of God evidenced for fallen man, and His great care over His people to resist the power of Satan that would afflict and destroy them. I called those forward who desired to give themselves to the Lord. Quite a number of students came forward. The Lord's tender spirit was upon them, His love in many hearts. Many good testimonies were born. This was a precious day to our souls, a Sabbath long to be remembered. Several came forward for the first time. One young man has started to serve the Lord who was visiting Sister Decker. February 12, 1888. Willie was to leave today for Oakland. I wrote some. Prepared letters for him to take with him. He was too late for the cars and returned. Visited Brother and Sister Butcher's children and informed them we intended to go to Vacaville. While most of the family was absent to hear Elder Jones's discourse, I spoke freely with Charlie after our season of prayer. He opened his mind quite freely to me. February 13, 1888. Could not sleep after 3 a.m. I arose at 4 o'clock and wrote a long letter to Brother and Sister Butcher. I tried to revive their faith and their courage and life in the Lord. Sent a long letter to Dr. Kellogg to be read and given to Elder Butler. Willie C. White left this morning for Oakland. I rode out with Mr. Lockwood 4 miles for the fruit trees. Wrote a number of pages on Revelation 10. Wrote to Elder Haskell 8 pages in answer to a letter received, seeking to encourage him and Brother and Sister Ings while they are laboring in the great field of London. They have many discouragements. February 14, 1888. It is raining today. Therefore, we will not visit St. Helena today. It has rained all night, and this morning it rains and is dark and cloudy. We thank the Lord for a shelter over our heads, and we have the comforts of life and many favors for which we are thankful.